For many months, we've been reporting on the opioid crisis. Today, we have a story about an unexpected consequence of overdose deaths. Organ donations from drug users are up nearly 900% in New England since 2010. From WBUR in Boston, Martha Biebinger reports.
For just over 24 hours, on the final day of June 2015, Colin LePage rode waves of hope and despair. He found his 30-year-old son, Chris, at home in Haverhill, Massachusetts, after an apparent overdose. At the hospital, doctors found a heartbeat, but no response from Chris's brain. At some point, a doctor or nurse mentioned to LePage that his son had agreed to be an organ donor.
I could see genuine concern and sadness that this had happened, that that was a life that he mattered to someone.
Now LePage finds some comfort in knowing that Chris's liver is extending the life of a 62-year-old pastor. That experience is becoming all too common in New England, where more than one in four organs are now donated after a drug overdose.
It's remarkable, and it's also tragic.
Alexandra Glazier, CEO of the New England Organ Bank, says donations from drug users are up across the U.S., but no area matches the spike she's seeing. Glazier offers three reasons. Opioid overdose death rates are high in this region. Second, she says New Englanders tend to be pragmatic about end-of-life decisions. And the area has 12 transplant centers with long lists of patients and skilled doctors.
Medical centers here may be more aggressive in their transplantation practices than in other parts of the country.
There are risks that these organs may carry HIV or hepatitis B or C. But Dr. Jay Fishman with Mass General in Boston says tests to detect these viruses have improved in recent years. And if there is an accidental transmission, there are treatments. And, says Fishman, an organ from someone who overdosed may actually be quite healthy.
As awful as this outbreak is, these are younger people who are dying, often with needles in their arms, and many of them were first-time drug users.
But the decision to donate an organ can be agonizing. Debbie Daigle waited 6 days a year ago January before agreeing to turn off the respirator that kept her son Stephen alive after he was declared brain dead.
Never in a million years do you ever visualize kissing your child whose heart's beating and having to watch them wheel that stretcher away?
The transplant patient who received Stephen's heart did not make it. She's hoping those who got his kidneys did. For NPR News, I'm Martha Biebinger in Boston.
This story is part of a reporting partnership with NPR, WBUR, and Kaiser Health News.